Ms. Tina.
Travis and I won't be here next weekend. We're serving on the walk to Emmaus over at Chipley. We leave Thursday and probably roll in after 6 o'clock on Sunday. So if you would please keep us in prayer. I think we have 7, they call them pilgrims, so new people. It's kind of, the number has been dwindling down, but we went over Friday night and all day yesterday to do training. It's a beautiful facility. I think it's called Dogwood Acres. It's different. It'll be a whole new setup for everybody to get used to, but it's a really nice park and facility, but we're already having such a good time. Camp is so much fun, and it's just really a wonderful time of restoration, so if y'all would just keep us in prayer. And the church was gracious, and they give gifts. So this is the logo. So this is a bag that is for the walk to Emmaus, and it's going to be presented from Bethel Church. They give recognition for people that do those things. So I'm grateful that our church can participate in that. And if any of you would like a bag, just let me know, and I will get you
get you guys a bag. Cool. Yeah, good. The Walk to Emmaus ministry is for training church leaders. That's basically what it is. Once in a while, somebody accepts Christ into their life for the first time, but it's primarily to prepare for their local church. We don't try to steal church members or do anything like that. It's to help other churches with the lay people to fulfill their calling with Christ. So that's also been maybe 2 years or longer. This is the first walk that we've had since COVID. And when they sold Centenary Camp, it was always nice, convenient to go out here to Centenary Camp, but the conference sold the camp last year. And so they had a hard time finding a place to hold the walks. They checked out St. George Island, some others. And it's in Chipley. It's a little far to go, but when I first got involved in Emmaus, I lived in Indian Harbor Beach, Florida, and we did the walks in Leesburg at the United Methodist camp up there. So it was a 2-hour drive to go from there to things. So Judy and I plan on attending what they call the closing on Sunday after church. We'll drive over there and be a part of that. But it's Joanne was on the Tres Dias, which is very similar. So anytime you ever want to think about going on a 3-day weekend with Jesus, let one of us know. With that, come to the altar, please. We're talking about extension ministries of this church. There's a lot of ministry that goes on, which is a part of this church, but it's way on beyond the walls of this church. So thank you, Bethel people, for supporting that in this special and loving way.